Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, August 20th, 2012. How's it going? How are you? I can't fucking hear myself. I don't know what the fuck happened to my regular headphones, which suck, by the way, because they flake all over my ears. What does that mean, Bill? I don't know, little pieces of plastic, you know? Like, they don't have the space-age technology. Whenever somebody uses that expression, you know they have no idea what they're talking. This is just coming from the gut. Like, they don't have the fucking space-age technology to make a set of headphones that'll just last forever. You know? Can't do that, can you?
Well, if we make it last forever, they're never going to come back and buy another one. Then what are we going to do?
I don't know. Go plant some beets, you fucking cunt. Do you feel how fucking hot the sun is lately? Have you felt it? You know, do you remember it ever being as fucking hot as it is now? Like, literally, God has a magnifying glass right up on the crown of your head. Granted, part of it could be because my hair's thinning out. But I choose not to address that this week. You know, it's a goddamn hole in the ozone there. Can you make fucking headphones last a little bit longer? You know, so now what? I'm supposed to throw out these other ones, these flaky ones that I can't even fucking find, right? I love how you put it in the trash. Put it in the fucking trash. Like it's still not going to end up outside somewhere. It is outside. We just have it over here in this contained area. You know what? I'm not going to be able to tell whether any of this is funny because I can't hear myself. I'm like a singer right now, you know? Turn up the monitors. Oops. I did it again. I shaved my pussy. So I got to go out and go buy another fucking pair of headphones. I'm one of those crabby old fucking people who when I buy something, I use it until it's fucking, it becomes literally a different matter. You know what I mean? Starts dissolving into a powder. Is that a different matter, all you eggheads out there?
Well, technically, a powder is still a solid. It's just in a more granulated form.
Thank you. Never fucking got your dick sucked. Why don't you go back with your lab coat and have a nice fucking hand job with yourself and pipe in again later when I say something stupid. I'm a little wound up this morning. I'm excited. An older, wiser Bill Burr, wiser than he was last week. I'm finally back. I'm back here in Los Angeles, you know, which is always, you know, kind of a creepy place to come back to once you've been on the East Coast and you're sitting there looking at all the green trees and all the ponds and all the lush land back there. And then I fly across the fucking country, as I always say, watching the country slowly die, right? Slowly getting fucking, you know, geographical chemotherapy. There seems to be a big bandana tied right over fucking Arizona in Southern California. Oh, that's good, Bill. A little cancer joke in there with your fucking musings about our topography.
Oh, topography.
But I got to admit, I'm actually excited to be on this side of the country. I think I have a better chance of surviving whatever the fuck is going to happen to this planet, believe it or not, in this overpopulated city that technically has no water supply. I have a better fucking chance. Why, you ask? I'll tell you why. Because I read a fucking article. Oh, I didn't read it. Who's kidding who? I glazed over it, and it was so fucking depressing, it scared the fucking shit out of me. But as far as I can tell, New York City is going to look like Venice in about 3 years. That's what I'm guessing. You know? It's going underwater. That's what I think. So, if you're on the third floor or lower, you might want to consider selling your apartment now. They're just doing all this shit talking about how, you know, the glaciers are melting at a much quicker rate than scientists first feared. Look at this picture from July. Now look at this one. You know, I have no idea. You know what's funny? I have no idea if the pictures are even fucking real. You know, they're like these pictures that show, like, you know, red and white. White obviously being the glacier, red being now like fucking the sunburned shoulders of a redhead or some shit, right? So it's basically scaring the shit out of me. And then I actually found comfort in something. Well, they were saying that scientists, you know, now that so much shit has melted in Antarctica, they're actually saying that, is this even being recorded? I can't even fucking hear myself. What's the solution, Bill? Should you turn it up a little bit? Maybe a little bit? Halfway through it? Why not? Now look at that. Now it just went through the fucking roof and I still can't hear myself. Anyways, scientists or the writer who wrote the article, maybe they just made it up. I have no fucking idea. Basically said that they discovered, you know, that back in the day, Antarctica was Antarctica, Bill? Antarctica. Antarctica. Who gives a fuck? You know? Goddamn place with all those fucking penguins sitting there pushing their fucking eggs up. Who fucking went and saw that March of the Penguins? Why don't you just call it, I Want to Cry for the Final Half Hour? You know? That's what every nature show is. Let's show you how fucking cute they are, and now we're going to show you what we're doing to them, and now you sit there with this hopeless, sad fucking feeling, right? And then what?
If you'd like to donate, give to fucking Save the Penguins Feet, right,
.com, and then what do? You go over to your checkbook, you know, and you pull out another check, and you write it out, and then you grab a fucking envelope, then you grab a stamp, you do all that bullshit. Or you print out a stamp if you're using stamps.com. Oh, what a whore. Right, and you mail it off, thinking you did a good thing. But what did you do? You just used a whole bunch of paper. You know, right? You do that, enough people do that, they got to cut down another tree, right? Next thing you know, that little fucking penguin's got nothing to sit underneath. You know, when he jacks his little fucking penguin dick to make another egg. Isn't that how it works? Aren't they like asexual? Don't they fucking jack off and with their little flipper into the other flipper and then do like a pap smear fucking sort of a George Gervin layup to their own fucking crotch area? George Gervin, the Iceman. That actually made sense. Penguins, ice, right? Go fuck yourselves. Anyways, so this part isn't made up. They actually said that the fucking Antarctica, that the fucking Antarctica, okay, for you people who are scientists out there. Jesus, Bill, just say what they said. Just say what the guy said that they said that you now believe. He said, I got to stop talking on a cell phone. That Antarctica, there's people punching their dashboard right now. Spit it out. Antarctica used to be a tropical forest. All right? Now, I know a lot of rednecks went, oh, there you fucking go. Shit, you know? Now I don't feel bad about driving my fucking Ford Howboy into the fucking swamps running over a beaver. Well, I think their tails are so flat. They used to be round to me. My truck went in that creek. Anyway, ain't nothing I like than driving over some hairy little fucker. I love it. Raccoons. There's just something about them. Raccoons, possums, all of them. They just got this look on their face that just says, shoot me. You know? I'm just going with my instincts. I'm out in nature, and I'm just going with it. I'm seeing these little fuckers. They're staring at me. I got my headlights on them. They just keep fucking looking at me. You don't get shot, stop fucking looking at me. That's how I look at it. This is what I believe with that information that guy said, that the other guy said, that know what they're talking about. So I think that the global warming, I can't believe I'm actually trying to attempt to discuss this subject. I think global warming is actually natural, but we are hastening it. We're just making it way fucking quicker. We have it on fast forward. You know, like you fast forward through commercials. That's what we're doing, and we're doing that towards our own fucking demise, which I think is going to be tremendous, you know? And then we'll die. And then maybe all the shit that, you know, when they put a microscope up to your skin, all that little shit there that's crawling all over you, maybe that's the next thing that's going to build a skyscraper. Name it after themselves. Have people write a whole fucking nice version of their life because they're afraid that there actually is some old man in the sky that's going to fucking judge them when they die. You know? If you could write your own little thing, your own little ditty about your life, how would you sum yourself up? I love people that kind of know they were a douche. You know?
Although he didn't always.
Right there, you know, like, okay, I know I'm kind of going to hell in a way. Speaking of which, I started reading this book, Sins of the Father. It's a book I wanted to read for a long time. It was about Joe Kennedy. And I figured, what better time to start reading that book while I was taking an ultra-white vacation on the island of Nantucket? Considering you get on the high-speed ferry, run over a couple of seals, right out of Hyannisport, home of the Kennedy compound. You know, and for so long, what did they say? They call it Camelot. They're the first fucking royally family and all that bullshit, right? But I always heard, you know, that what's-his-face, Joe Kennedy was, you know, goddamn rum runner. You know, he made all this money, insider trading and all this fucking bullshit, right? So I want to read about it. I want to hear the other side. Now that I've read the fluff about all the sacrifices he made for this country and all his kids dying, you know, in war and public servants getting assassinated and fucking going skiing while trying to play football, right? I was like, I got to check this shit out. And I read it, you know, I got the book. I thought it was going to be a great book. That book is, it's like a fucking, I feel like some soccer mom reading some juicy, like, summer novel. Like, I should be digging my toes in the sand with my knees up to my chest as I read it. It's just such a one-sided, and it's so much fucking hearsay. You know, did he do this for this reason? Or maybe he did it because he was a cunt. First of all, the guy made a fuckload of money. All right, let's get down to brass tacks. The guy is one of the weirdest-looking human beings I've ever seen in my life. I used to think all the Kennedys had that same look about them because they sort of did a Rothschild thing where they kind of fucked real close to the farm, so to speak. So they kind of had that, and you're, here comes my big fucking head over here, right? He's a fucking weird-looking dude. I will definitely give you that. But when he did his insider trading, it wasn't illegal. You know? The guy actually says in the book that it wasn't illegal. So he didn't do anything wrong. You know? It was looked down upon. It was considered a shady thing to do. But the guy goes, and then he has some sort of quote of Joe Kennedy go, come on, let's do this quick before they make a law against it. It's like, where did you get that fucking quote from? I don't know. So all I do is I'm just skipping around the book. I wanted to see how he reacted when Jack got whacked. I wanted to see what happened to that kid that, you know, they said was mentally challenged but maybe wasn't, was just a pain in the ass, and they gave her a fucking lobotomy. It's really just a sad fucking read. I just jumped around it, and now I'm going to use it as a fucking paperweight. And I can't tell you how long I wanted to read that book. I know what you're thinking right now, Bill. Where the fuck are you going with this? I don't know. I don't know where I'm going. I can't fucking hear myself. All right. For those of you who didn't listen to my podcast last week, I have a new stand-up special called You People Are All the Same. And it's airing exclusively. It's streaming, whatever you kids say, on Netflix. And I know what you're thinking. Is it only on Netflix in America or the United States? No, sir, ma'am, transgendered person. It's hermaphrodites. It's also on Canada Netflix. It's also on Ireland Netflix and Great Britain Netflix, which I'm really excited about because I think I have a very user-friendly special. Got a little choked up there. I think people are going to like it. What do you think about that? I'm feeling good. You guys wrote so many nice things to me on Twitter, which is a rarity. To just get a whole nice sea of niceness. And I know a couple of cunts right now just for the fuck of it. Gonna write a bad one. But I know what you're up to. So people asked me. They said, hey, how can I, regular guy, regular old gal, just salt of the earth person, how can I get a hard copy version of that Hour of Filth that you just put out on Netflix? This is the deal. The hard copy version, the digital version, whatever the fuck you want to download it to, your iPod, your fucking iPad. Well, I don't know. Whatever you people use. I don't fucking know anymore. Okay? However you want it. You want to go fucking old school? I'll put it out on VHS. You keep running your yaps. No, I'm not doing that. I'll put it out on DVD and all that stuff, and you will be able to get it at my website and my website only, BillBurr.com. That's it. We got a whole page set up, but I just, you know, it will be coming out in September. Going to let it marinate for a good 6 weeks. Let people go, oh, I like it. Where can I fucking buy it, right? And then, bam, it's going to be available. And the wonderful thing about this is I'm eliminating the middleman. And that way it can be fucking cheaper. You know, I'm doing what Radiohead did 10 years ago. I'm doing what Prince did. I'm going to do that thing, you know. And now it's gone into the whole fucking comedy world with Louis C.K., Aziz, and all those guys. And I, being the hack that I am, I'm following right in line. Okay? Seems to be working for everybody else. Why not me? So there you go. That's how you're going to be able to get it. You're just going to go to my website. And as that day approaches when you can do it, I will let you know. And I don't know what the prices are going to be. It seems like it's going to be $5. I want to have it be $5.01 just to fucking piss people off, you know, sacrifice some sales just for people. But this guy think he's 1 cent better than everybody else. So that's the answer to your questions people have been asking me. All right. And that is it. Back to the podcast. If this podcast is even being recorded, God knows I can't fucking hear myself. Speaking of stamps.com, everybody. Come on. Don't do this to me. Oh, I hate this computer. What is the problem? What is the fucking problem? I did it right. Oh, what? Now you're going to freeze up on me? You're going to freeze up on me when I need you most. Right? Right in the middle of the podcast. So now what do I have to do? I have to force fucking quit? I don't like force quit. That's a little too rapey, isn't it? In a computer sense. Force quit. There you go. I'm forcing you to quit. Yeah. Like an overbearing father. Hey, you know one thing that I noticed about myself, besides, you know, the obvious that I'm an extreme douchebag, is when I was down in Nantucket, I really had to work on not hating rich people just because they were rich. You know? Well, let me get this stupid commercial out of the way here real quick. Not a stupid commercial. A very important information. Let me get this to you here. Stamps.com, everybody. Are you sick of going to the post office? You know? Do you not like going to the post office? Are you busy? Do you got stuff to do? Do you want to get caught up on your favorite show? But, oh, snap, I have to go to the post office. Wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to go to the post office, yet you could get everything that you could possibly want at the post office, minus the attitudes, right in your own home, apartment, gazebo, wherever you live? Well, with Stamps.com, it's easy to do all of that, and it's convenient. You can buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. Get exact postage for any letter or package whenever you need it. 24/7. You can stand there naked with an English muffin, just printing out stamps like a counterfeiter, if it was legal currency. Then just hand your mail to the mailman and you're done. When I say you'll never have to go to the post office again, I really mean it. I use stamps.com. That's how I send out all my DVDs to all my shows. I love it. They give you a little scale. You feel like you're in business. You feel successful, you know? All they give you is a scale. I think they should give you a little hat. So right now, use my last name, Burr, B-U-R-R, for this special offer. No risk trial plus $110 bonus offer that includes the digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Burr, B-U-R-R. That's stamps.com. Enter B-U-R-R. I endorse it. I approve of this message. So anyways, I'm down in Nantucket. And with all family, friends, extended family, and all that type of stuff, nieces, nephews, the whole nine yards. Drinking again. Oh, baby, I'm drinking again. You know, I'm down there boozing it up, drinking some of that Cisco Brewery Whale Tail Pale Ale, whatever they got down there, you know. I got my little Nantucket red fucking I'm friends with the banker shorts on. I'm living the dream. All right? And I'm just sitting there walking around. And I'm looking at all these rich fucking people. And I just find myself, the level with which I was judging them, which of course no one would give a shit. You know what I mean? If I was judging, what the fuck am I doing? If I was judging like, you know, some poor group of people like that, I would be considered the biggest douche ever. All right? You don't know these poor people. Why are you judging them that way, right? But you, why am I stuttering? You fucking judge rich people that way. Everybody laughs. They all think it's funny, you know?
I had to work the whole week. It's like, why do I hate that guy? How do I know he didn't get his money legitimately? Why am I immediately assuming that this guy was a complete piece of fucking shit? You know?
You know what it is? I don't like how rich people carry themselves. People born into wealth. They just have this, like that time when I was in D.C. and that little fucking six-year-old kid got up, walked right up to the bar, climbed up on the stool and started calling out to this adult behind the bar. Sir, sir, excuse me, sir. Like I'll never be able to do the proper read of that. The way this kid said it, there was such a comfort in summoning this person over to come and talk to him, to do whatever the fuck he needed him to do at 6 years old. It fucking annoys the shit out of me. And I was just looking at these fucking rich people. They have the creepiest looking goddamn kids you ever seen in your life. Just creepy little fucking future bankers, CEO looking kids. You know, little blonde hair. They already got those chubby fucking, you know, all kids have chubby cheeks, but just the way they look. That waspy pedigree, right? Which is another thing I can get away with. You know what I mean? The waspy pedigree, everybody will laugh. Because no one gives a fuck about that. You can trash waspy people up and down. I can't be out with this Jewish kind of blah, blah, blah. That's it. I got to fucking apologize. Waspy totally gets a fucking open lane. So anyways, waspy fucking look about them, right? With their fucking, you know... Oh, they look like little Winston Churchills. Like, they still talk like little kids, but they should be walking around like, we shall never surrender. They just look like they're going to fucking get, they're going to get some great fucking job, and they're going to steal from the company, and when they get caught, they're not going to get fucking prosecuted, just like these goddamn bankers. Just like all these rich cunts. They're just not going to, because they're going to have connections, and they're going to know shit about people or whatever, and they just hook each other up. The same way, at the level that I grew up, you didn't rat out your friends. They're doing the same thing at their level, except what they can do affects the entire population, as opposed to the level that I came up with where, you know, maybe somebody's car that used to be there isn't there anymore. You know? That's insurance fraud. I guess that hurts the group after a while, doesn't it? I don't know. So that was basically what I had to work at. You know, and they had this place down the street called the Summer House. I was staying out in Sconset. And it's absolutely fucking beautiful. And I just couldn't get myself to go in there. I wanted to go in there. I wanted to sit down and have a fucking drink. But every time I saw another person going in with their fucking boat shoes without any socks on, like I felt like this hatred coming up in me. And I justified it for like 2-3 days. And I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with me? You know, I bet, you know, those people, they're probably just like me or the people I hang out with in that. As I always say, most of them are douchebags, but there's going to be like 4 or 5 people in there that are going to be really interesting. I can tell you the time I flew on the plane, right? I sat next to that guy who made a ton of fucking money starting his own credit card. And then he parlayed that money into buying cell phone towers. The guy was fucking hilarious. He had it, lost it, had it all again, lost it, and then now he was on top again. He had this, hey, what the fuck you gonna do vibe. Self-made man. So I'm sitting there going, they're not all like that, but they all had that same fuck idea with their fucking feet. I can't stand them. I really got issues. Because here I am, I'm down there, I'm vacationing too, acting like, oh, but I'm the down-to-earth douchebag with my salmon-colored shorts on. Fucking hypocrite. I don't know. So anyways, I ended up going out fishing with my family. We had a great time. Didn't catch shit. Just caught bluefish. Didn't even catch a striper. Didn't catch anything, but you know. It was still cool, and we didn't take more than we were going to eat, so I didn't feel too bad about that, but I think I kind of got talked into doing something really stupid. The guy who had the boat actually had a fucking shark cage, and he's like, you know, it's totally safe. We take you about 15 miles out, we chum the water, and you get in this fucking cage, and you know what? After all these years of doing bits about how fucking stupid it is to swim in the ocean and all that type of shit, I'm going to do it. Next year, I'm going to do it. I almost said it costs an arm and a leg. There's your fucking pun right there. Your awful joke. But it does. It's really expensive. But I want to see a fucking shark. You know? And I got that white thing in me where I, that white person thing where I want to see the shark being a shark. You know? The same way I don't want to see a bear just walking through the forest. I want to throw something at it so it gets up on its hind legs and starts doing that shit like it's about ready to step into the squid circle, right? I think that that is uniquely a white thing, that we just want to see an animal looking like it's going to kill us, or we don't feel like that we got the full experience. Not okay, now can I not only not hear myself, it's getting hot as fuck in here, and I don't even know why. Oh, Bill, probably because you don't have the windows open. Anyways, what else do I have here? What else do I have here on the docket of shit that I want to talk about? Oh, as you can tell, I read Rolling Stone. Here's another article I saw. By the way, they have Rick Ross on the cover. I don't know much about the guy other than he's the most confident fat person I've ever seen in my life. For half a second, I thought it was Little Wayne, and he just went to like Wendy's for 20 days in a row. How much does the tattoo artist not want to tattoo the underneath part of fucking Rick Ross's man tits? You know? Because at some point you're sitting there with your surgical gloves and you got to hold it up and actually feel the fucking weight of it as you're fucking... I wonder if he giggles. I started to read that article, but I can't read articles about rappers at that fuck who come with that vibe of look at all the shit that I have. It's the most, you feel like you're reading like a fucking, I don't know what, Jordan Marsh catalog. That's all they, he said something, he was standing on Jewish marble. Is there a such thing as Jewish marble? I have no fucking idea. Is it somehow like, I almost said kosher, like some fucking Borscht Belt joke. At one point, he goes out to a fucking steakhouse. They list everything that he orders and how much it costs. It's unreal. If you have problems sleeping, read that. And I'm not trashing the writer. I'm on a fucking plane. I'm trying to kill time, and I couldn't get through the fucking article. Oh, do you smoke weed the whole time? Do you have 50,000 fucking cars? I got it. Ugh. You know what they call that in Nantucket? They call that new money. I never used to know what that expression is. He's new money. You know what old money does? Old money acts like they don't have money. You know what I mean? They walk around in salmon fucking colored pants. They call up their financial advisor, and then they manipulate the market, and they make more fucking money. And then all of a sudden, the prohibition comes along, and they got to hook up for scotch. So what do? They fucking do it. I really don't have a problem. Well, you know something? I didn't get into how I don't know. Who the fuck knows if anything that they're saying about Joe Kennedy is the truth? I want it to be the truth, you know, because it makes you feel better about yourself. That's what it is. That's why you look at rich people like that. You have to look at them like they did something fucking crooked, because if you don't, it makes you feel like a loser. His fucking yacht is bigger than all the houses on my block. You know? Now, if you give him the benefit of the doubt, then you just have to stand there and just take that shit. Or you can just say, he's a crooked son of a bitch. He's going to hell. God loves me best. Right? And you can walk around with your fucking nose in the air like you're better. Huh? With your slightly cheaper salmon-colored fucking pants. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. So anyways, so I'm nodding off reading that whole fucking Rick Ross thing. You know? I don't know. I'm sure he's got good music. I don't give a fuck. Okay? How many different ways can you say I have more shit than you do? You know? Like, he was bragging about eating lobster bisque for breakfast. That's what new money does. New money gets like fucking DVD, those DVD players in the headrest when you're driving like a two-seater. Remember that shit? I got those. That's for the people behind me. That's how much money I have. I can actually waste it. Rather than taking that money and adding to my portfolio, and truly getting out of my fucked up neighborhood, I'm going to do that instead. That's what new money does. Straight across the board. Straight across the board. You get a redneck a bunch of money, you know, what's he going to do? Huh? Is he going to buy some gold? Is he going to, you know, try to invest it? Is he going to start a business? No. He's going to put another 3 inches on that truck. He's going to get some big fucking motors. And hey, he's going to fucking drive down the fucking street. He's going to make his fucking engine waterproof. Have that goddamn chimney coming up the side of it so you can go into the swamp and right back. I never have to fucking stop. That's my apocalypto fucking truck out there. Any shit happens, I'll drive over everybody. I'll just keep going until I get up North Pole, make myself a fucking snow cone. That's what new money does. Right? Is that what they do? I don't know what they do. You know what I do with my money? I just sit and stare at it. I don't know what to do with it. The money that I have, I have no fucking idea what to do with it. Because you know what? Wherever you invest it, this is the funny thing about investing your money. All of it involves you taking your money and giving it to somebody else and going, all right, call you in a month. It's the dumbest shit I ever did. You know? And the fucking stock market, that's like getting in the mob. Once you're in, you can't get out. Oh, you can get out, you know, but it's going to cost you. You got to cut your fucking dick off. Get your fucking shit back out again. All right, I think it's time for some more advertising. This is great. Hey, do you want to start your own business? Do you want to make a will? Do you want to do all of that stuff and not have to pay a zillion dollars? Well, listen, before I get going, you've probably already heard about LegalZoom.com, but now I am telling you about them. So you got to check them out because these guys are great. All right? This is LegalZoom and eVoice. These are my two things to get you out of your cubicle. All right? So pay attention. Copy points. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to start your dream business, it's right now. You can incorporate your business or form an LLC at LegalZoom.com starting at just $99. I paid $1,500. You can do it for $99. Why do I need to incorporate? That way, no one can sue you. When whatever you did blows up in somebody's face, you actually pay less taxes. It's what smart people do. Okay? And I'm not smart, so I can't explain it beyond that. And if you have a family, guess what? You need to make sure they're protected. I don't like that guess what. Like I'm talking down to you. And if you have a family, I'm sure you already realize you need to make sure that they need to be protected. And you can protect your family and assets with a LegalZoom.com will for just $69. In the past 12 years, over 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom for LLCs, wills, trusts, trademarks, and more. They've saved hundreds, even thousands of dollars versus going to a traditional lawyer. And I know what you're thinking. Well, don't I need a traditional lawyer to help me through all that stuff? Don't worry. They even have an attorney to help you through all the legal jumbo. LegalZoom's online process guides you step by steps, and you get total customer support. It couldn't be much easier. Start your business and protect your family at LegalZoom.com. You also get a special discount from listening to this podcast. Make sure you enter BURR, B-U-R-R, in the referral box and check at checkout for more savings. LegalZoom is not a law firm, and self-help services are provided at your direction. In other words, if you need help, ask for it. Okay? So good luck. I want to see who the first Monday morning podcast listener is who's going to use LegalZoom because they advertised here, and now you're out of your cubicle. Wouldn't that be a great – that would be a great segment, you know, people talking about how they got inspired by this filthy podcast and they somehow got themselves out of that fucking cubicle. Anyway, sorry, I know I'm drinking water here. All right, what else can I talk about here? 34 fucking minutes in. You guys watching any preseason football? Why not? What are you watching, baseball and the six teams that are competitive? Speaking of which, I was back in Boston. And I try really hard to listen to that sports talk radio. It's just it's impossible. Who listens to it? I actually feel bad for the on-air personalities that they have to sit there for 4 fucking hours. Like those legitimate sports talk radio guys. Not the smart ones who go, all right, it's a sports talk radio show, but we're going to talk, we're going to bitch about our wives. We're going to fucking talk about how we went golfing and we gambled and so-and-so sucked and I won, all that guy shit and smoked cigars. And then if something interesting is going on in sports,
we'll bring it up, right? Like Roger Clemens gets acquitted, you know? By the way, just because he got acquitted of lying under oath, which is one of the most difficult things to prove, okay? So, but if you think that that guy didn't take a fucking something and stick it you know where, and all of a sudden he's winning those shiny things, you're out of your fucking mind. See how he did that so I couldn't get sued? That's just my opinion. All right? I actually have a number of people that I'm watching as a sports fan. You know? I'm telling you. What's his face? Melky Cabrera. I almost called Paul Verzi and gave him shit like, ah, you shouldn't have got rid of this guy. All of a sudden, he's coming on. That is the telltale fucking sign, I think, now of PEDs. It's basically as simple as this because you don't get fucking gigantic anymore. I think they got it down with that little cream, that little salve. They have like steroid lip balm. You know, you just put it on your bottom lip and you go, and next thing you know. Next thing you know, you're fucking running over people. You turn in the corner and you're hitting home runs, right? Just pay attention to people who were okay and then they started to taper off and all of a sudden they're fucking great. I'm telling you. That never happened when I was a kid. Once you started tapering off, you were fucking done. I don't know. Maybe I'm sure there's always a couple of examples. Oh, by the way, one little fucking editor note. Last week when I brought up the Spurs and the Houston Rockets, I talked so fast. It sounded like I was saying that those were pylon teams. I wasn't saying that. I wasn't saying that. I realized that, that what's his face, Olajuwon, they drafted. And I certainly realized that Tim Duncan was from their system because the Celtics were in the lottery that year. And Tim Duncan would have been, he would have been great anyway, but he was such a perfect Celtic,
Fun about basketball, boring as hell.
Kissing the ball off the glass. Jesus Christ, fucking Tommy Heisen. And David Robinson. I realized that those were your guys. So I was trying to say that those teams I respect. They weren't pylon teams, but the NBA is it's over. It's over. Bunch of little dream teams. What the fuck was it? Okay, so I'm not going to say the person's name, but it is a running back in the NFL. And his last name is the name of a bear. And it also talks about maybe a lady's muff. There you go. There's just somebody who I saw was the man in college, was not the man in NFL. And all of a sudden, last year, I'm watching him. He's fucking running over people. Really? You learned how to run over people 4 years into it? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. And the last hint is he plays on the Seattle Seahawks. That's just a misdirection. You'd have to be a 2-year-old and not figure it out. All right. That's the deal. I want to start taking fucking roids. They're making them for us now. I got a whole new bit on it, too, so I can't burn too much of this, but it's about that Synagenics. Those fucking old roided up. Those guys, they're on, that's human growth hormone that those guys are on. They show them all sad with their man tits on their stomach and then the stomach hanging on their fucking giant old man ball bag. And then all of a sudden, like a month later, they look like an Adonis. Their ball bag looks like a fucking speed bag again. They're ready. Their wife is over in the corner, right? Just fucking squatting on a tub of fucking Ben Gay because he just tore it up like it was 1926 again. I want to know why those fucking people aren't going to get brought before a grand jury for cheating. You going to bring Clemens out there? Clemens in his big old butt, right? You going to bring him out there and question all of the 87 Cy Young Awards he won past the age of 50? What about these fucking old guys? All of a sudden, with their old fucking heads and their young bodies, going to go down to the goddamn the clam shack, right? And just start banging out fucking 20-year-olds. There's got to be a price that you're going to pay for that. Is God going to allow that? There can't be a God. How is God allowing that? That goes against all the laws of nature. There's going to be fucking 80-year-old guys
with knocked up 25-year-olds.
Hey, my girlfriend's pregnant,
right? They're going to be sitting there with their fucking dentures and their roided up bodies trying to talk these girls into getting abortions. You know? I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen to this fucking generation. All these guys who invented the fucking YouTubes, the MySpaces, the Facebooks, all of them. By the time, you know, once they figure this shit out, by the time they get in their 80s, they're all going to be fucking roided up. They're going to be fucking knocking up fucking 22-year-olds. And then they're going to have them, like, they'll somehow have to have them whacked. Can you imagine that? Would you guys, I don't know. Would you do it? Because they're going to figure it out. Look, I'm 44. I figure by the time I got to start doing roids, I figure right around 65. So that's another 21 years. If you go back 21 years, what is it? 2012, 21 years. That's 1991. That doesn't seem that long ago to me. Ah, shit, I'm fucked. You know what? The next guys, you guys in your 20s, by the time you guys get to the, you know, because if you go back another 20 years, that'd be 1971. And when you took roids back then, like literally your balls, they turned to dust. You had like C-cup titties. And, you know, you turned into a fucking werewolf. Women did. Women turned into a werewolf. And guys became like these fucking psychos. Like women had like those Merlin Olsen beards. And then guys just became these Adonises who look like, you know, had like, they had no balls anymore. And they had tits. They look like if, who's that guy in the fucking Chicago Bears? Like if Mike Ditka became like a transgendered person, that's what you ended up fucking looking like. And now, you know, you can't even tell. Look at Melky Cabrera. That guy didn't look like he was on anything. So I figure by the time the people in their 20s, you guys get there, it's going to be fucking over. Like, how good you guys are going to look. It's going to be another 60 years of them practicing facelifts. All right? They'll probably cure baldness. They're not even going to know. You're probably going to get carded at fucking 68. And that's going to be like the new thing with like chicks. Like the new lie guys are going to tell. They're going to tell chicks that I'm legitimately 28 years old. And then one day you're going to forget to dye your pubes and she's going to see a couple of fucking silver ones down there, or even worse, white ones, when she's down there grabbing your fucking prohibition era fucking dick. She's going to flip the fuck out. Calling up crying, Mandy, what's wrong? I found out he's 80. Well, that's okay. He still has another 70 years left, right? I remember reading one time this guy that said, these other guys said that these scientists said that the fucking, that the body is actually the body. My Boston accent coming back. B-A-W-D-Y, body is designed to live 150 years. You know, that's how difficult life is. They had to have it designed to live that long because the way nature beat the shit out of you when you lived in a cave, you could only get fucking 30 years out of it. You know? Oh, by the fucking way. Not by the way, people. This is by the fucking way. Which you know that I'm about ready to tell you some shit that I believe in, baby. I'm at Logan Airport. Edward Lawrence Logan Airport. I finally learned that Logan Airport is named after Eddie Lawrence Logan, who was some sort of fucking military person who fought in the Spanish-American War, and that they used to have a statue of him before they had to make the airport even bigger because people out-fucked it, you know? So I go there, okay, and I go through security, and they got the giant fucking microwave they want me to stand in with my legs spread doing the Jay-Z symbol. Right? Well, the Sammy Hagar from the 5150 tour, depending on what generation you are, depending what side of the tracks you're from. All right? This podcast is for everybody. I'm sure someone in the Village People did it. There, you see that? Reached out to the gay community. Swell guy. Pat myself on the back here. So anyways, I say I'm not fucking, you know, I'm opting out. All right, sir, can you go stand over there? I didn't even like standing over there.
I used to work in a fucking dental office when I would take an x-ray of somebody's tooth. One little fucking thing, and we put that camera right up to the side of their jaw. We put a lead vest over all their vitals right down to their dick or hoo-ha. And then I left the fucking room. Stood behind a wall that had lead in it, and I pressed the fucking button. Now I'm supposed to stand there, you know, like I'm just going into prison. They do everything but you have you bend over and spread your fucking ass cheeks. I'm like, I'm not fucking doing it. And I know what people are saying. Well, Bill, you talk on a cell phone, right? That's fucking radiation. You fly in an airplane, right? That's fucking radiation. I understand that I am getting radiated throughout the course of the day and the way I live my life. I understand that. Okay, but I don't need to get extra radiated. So if there's a way to opt out, believe me, if there was a way to opt out of flying on a fucking airplane, a viable way, aside from just saying, fuck this business, I'm going to buy an old bus and just drive around and that'll be my miserable life, I would do it. But the fact that I can just stand there for an extra 5, 10, 15 fucking minutes, you know, and rather than stand in that microwave, I could just go over and just have some, you know, sort of cute male person pat down my ass with the back of his hands.
Do you have any sensitive areas?
I would much rather do that, okay? And then, you know, people have given me shit about it, saying it's stupid, it's fucking pointless, and blah, 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 blah. Well, so anyways, I'm at Eddie Lawrence Logan Airport, Edward Lawrence. And I'm standing there, I'm waiting, you know. And whenever you want to get fucking patted down, they wait for fucking ever. They make it take extra long. I'm convinced that they do it just so you just say, fuck it, I'm going to go into the toaster. All right? But I don't give a shit. I always get to the airport early because I know the game that they're running over there. Oh, the lovely Nia, everybody. How are you? Come over here, talking to the microphone. How you been? We couldn't hear you last week.
Oh, I've been great. Thanks for asking. Great to be back.
Are you reading from a script?
I am.
Oh, who just woke up? I am great. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Where's the real Nia? Who is this sexy robot that was replaced? Listen to this shit. I'm telling this story about, you know, I always opt out of doing the Jay-Z thing where they radiate everything but your fucking taint. At the airport.
Jay-Z?
Yeah, you know what you fucking, you have your hands like the Hova sign?
Oh, God.
Isn't that what it is? Yeah. So I'm standing there waiting, right? And I'm staring down some bald-headed douche who knows. First of all, they always have some chick there and she just goes, you know, what do they say? Male. Oh, what is what they say? Male pat down or whatever they say?
Yeah.
Male support.
Mm-hmm.
Aisle 5, whatever the fuck they say. And it's typical chick voice where it can only carry.
What is that?
You guys aren't good at yelling.
Yes, we are. I yell at you. Yeah.
Like no one hears it.
No one hears it.
All right, go ahead. You know, I got the microphone away. Yell male support aisle 4. Yell it. I want to hear it.
Male support aisle 4.
That's good. That has a sense of fucking urgency. All right, then you know what? They don't put their fucking heart in it. They just go, mail, pack down, I'll
put it. Because you can't be screaming like there's something going down or whatever.
Yeah, but you got to communicate. You got to communicate to those bald, fatties guys down there who are going to put the back of their hands on my ass there.
Well, they don't get it. They have a whole little system that they're talking to each other. That you
hey, whose fucking side are you on here?
Not yours, obviously.
All right, well, listen to this shit.
Wait a second.
Let me get to the point.
They ever go,
hey, go get time out. Get another microphone. Hang on a second. We're actually going to pause the podcast. All right.
Through the magic of hitting pause. Well, something I never do on this thing. I actually hit pause there. So anyways, this is the deal. So I'm going through security.
Yeah.
After all these people ridicule me like, oh, you're already getting radiation anyways, man.
So why not stand there and literally have your entire body but your taint lit up, right? So I'm fucking standing there, and this lady is going, hey, fucking, yeah, male support aisle 4. You know? And I'm like, they're not hearing you. They're not hearing. And then she goes, sir, could you stand over there? I go, I'm going to stand right. I need to watch my wallet. Okay, you can stand right there. All right. So anyways, this Asian kid comes up.
Fat Asian kid, one of the rare ones.
Why is that relevant? Like
a white elephant.
Why is that relevant? It's
because
not
Asian
that
people
rare.
Are in great shape. They eat great. I don't know what it is. They're in fucking awesome shape.
There
and every
certain...
once in a while, you see one. You see a fat Asian. You're like, holy shit. Right? I don't mean like he's a fucking did it on purpose to sumo wrestle. This is just a fat kid.
Sumo.
Samoan, whatever the fuck it is. This fat Asian kid comes up.
Not relevant to the story, but
it is.
Go on.
For the comedy, it is.
Oh, I see.
All right.
Sorry.
Come on. Listen, I trashed waspy fucking white people on this thing.
Oh, you did? Did you talk about Nantucket?
Yes, I did.
Oh. Ahoy.
Ahoy. Yeah, see, you just hate them. And it's wrong.
I don't hate anybody. I don't have hate in my heart.
All right, shut up. Listen. So this person, this fat kid, comes up.
Yeah.
All right, and the lady just goes, "Hi." He couldn't even hear her. He goes, "He's like what?" She goes, "Hi." He's like what? And I want to be like, "How old are you?" That's what the fuck she's trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, 13. And she goes, "All right, come over here." And she had him go through the old school one.
Yeah.
So basically, you want me to stand in something that could kill a 13-year-old. That's what the fuck I'm supposed to do.
You know what?
On the way out, on the way back, four times a month, I'm going to stand in this thing that can kill a 13-year-old.
It can't. I'm sure it can't kill it. Maybe it like can affect his like puberty or his growth or something.
Yeah.
I think
maybe
women.
It can affect his dick. I have a dick too. What? Because my dick's old now?
Yeah, your dick is old. It's already grown. Your balls are like down between your knees.
The pubes.
No one cares about it anymore. Like, it's just kind of like out of commission. I think women can avoid that full body thing by saying that they're pregnant. And they won't let you go. They won't make you go in there if you say that you're pregnant.
Oh, exactly. You can always. Women always have the "I'm just a girl" excuse.
That's
to
not.
Get out
I'm
of
just a girl.
Horrific
it's,
things
I'm
that guys
pregnant.
Have to do. But stick with the thing here. If that fucking thing, how old are you? 13.
It
get
might
over here.
Prevent
if,
him from getting like chest hair or something. But you, yeah, you're old. Like they don't care about you. It's the youth of tomorrow that we're concerned about.
Well, there you go. I sat there and I
you're
almost,
out of the game, old man.
This isn't about me, whether I feel like I'm old or not. I know I'm old. I'm talking about suburban. I almost high-fived myself. I bursted out laughing, extra laughed, because I wanted fucking Mary Mumbles to be like,
Mary Mumbles.
Yeah, what are you laughing at? I'm laughing because I'm doing the right thing. If that fucking thing isn't safe for a goddamn 13, I could see if it was a baby, making some little baby crawl through there. He's a fucking kid who probably knows more about computers than I do. And they're like, yeah, no, don't think so. Come over here. All right, Nia, you know what it's time for? It's time for some questions.
Yay.
Bop, 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 boo. Then we can wrap this up. Oh, first of all, G. Bill, I enjoyed your stand-up special on Netflix Canada so much. Are you coming up there? Actually, I'm not. I still have dates in the States.
Why don't you ever go to Canada? Oh, no. You've gone to Montreal a couple times.
Why don't I go to Canada?
Yeah.
Because I didn't like the way they were portrayed in all those Michael Moore movies. Like, they are just so goddamn perfect up there, despite the fact that they
people
can't even handle
nice.
Losing a fucking hockey game.
Oh, that's
burning
true.
Burning down every Starbucks
yeah,
around.
That was a kind of a – is that something that Canadians do often, though? Is that a normal thing in Canada for the riots to happen after a
hockey
game?
I would never pretend to think that I know what a Canadian person is thinking.
Oh, you wouldn't?
I wouldn't. Okay, that's an arrogant thing to do.
Oh,
and you want to be ashamed of yourself, and you should apologize.
I love Canada. I've only been to Montreal. I've been there twice.
Snob.
It was amazing. It was lovely. The people were awesome.
Really?
They have a lot of strip clubs
that's
there.
Like, I went to England. I only went to London. And they'd be like, oh, I love England.
All right, well, then
get
I
out
love
there
Montreal.
And muck it up. Get out there in the sticks.
Fine,
those
I love
people
Montreal.
Who are too dumb to live in London live.
I'd like to go to Toronto.
Sit next to one of them with some fish and chips hanging out of his mouth, and you tell me how much you like it. You get to the ugly, seedier side.
The seedy underbelly?
The seedy underbelly. Like, we're going to Australia coming up. We're going to be going to Sydney.
Yeah.
Sydney, the shiniest of all shiny cities over there. And that's how you're going to judge Australia.
Oh, we're going to Sydney.
Yeah. Rather than going out to the fucking outback with all those toothless people playing that long horn that doesn't sound good. Right?
Didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo. All right. I'm going to be in Orlando, home of Disney World, September 7th, 8th, and 9th. Then I'm going to be in Charlotte, the Comedy Zone, September 13th, 14th, and 15th. So these are all the comedy clubs.
What date was that again for Charlotte?
13th, 14th, and 15th.
Of?
September.
Oh, okay. Great. Got some people that want to go to that.
Cool. And then I'll be at Caroline's in New York City, the one I had to make up.
That's right.
I had to reschedule that because I had that. I booked the pilot of the news, the reboot of Zoom.
That's right. Zoom.
We're going to zoom. That's Caroline's is September 20, 21, 22, and I believe 23. It's a Thursday through Sunday. There's only 3 days.
Oh, you're going to be gone a lot. Awesome.
Yeah. We've had enough of each other. But we've had enough of each
other.
We've
spent a lot of time.
A lot of time.
When you say it like that, when you go, a lot of time.
A lot of time.
It's been great.
It's been good. Bye, Nene.
Bye. Yeah, see ya.
All right. Funeral music. I was saying how, you know, relative passed away and how she picked out her outro
music. She had
it all
planned out. Oh, no, it was great.
One of the best funerals ever. Rather than just being sad, it was like, you got to feel more of her personality.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Anyways, hey, Bill, funeral music. Sure, you can have some AC/DC. Hey, it's your funeral, right? I did the music for my dad's funeral 3 years ago. Weird, huh? I was 25 at the time. Dude,
wow.
You manned up.
Yeah, you did.
You manned up, because that's what happens when the older generation dies, is the younger one has to step up. There's always a person who steps up, and then there's the people who just can't deal. And then there's the selfish people like, I can't. I have a rock-throwing festival I'm going to. You handle the pain. rock throwing. Sure. Anyways, he came into Black Betty.
Oh, you know, okay.
Black Betty, bam, ba, lamb. Whoa, Black Betty. That's awesome. Right there, you feel like you're at a concert.
Yeah.
Also played, he says pronounce Gaudete. Gaudete. I don't know how to say it. And a
what
couple more. It's spelled G-A-U-D-E. T-E. I'm sure I've heard it.
Gaudete. No, I don't know what that
Gaudete.
Is.
I don't even know what that is. And a couple more rock ones that I can't remember, and no religious shit in between. That's fucking...
That's great.
That's how I'm going out.
Yeah?
You know what? I'm going to go to that damn... what the hell was it that I just told you to go to? LegalZoom.com. Write up my own damn will, and that's going to be part of it.
You're going to...
Whoa, Black Billy. Bam-ba-lam. Whoa. One more thing I got to read here. E-Voice. And then we're done, I think, with the advertising, except for two quickies in the end. E-Voice. Oh, hey, this is a great way to start a business where, you know, you don't have an office, but you want to make it sound like you do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have money for 58 cell phones, but you could have, you know, a bunch of different cell phones.
Oh, yes. You were showing me the website to this.
Yeah,
this actually looks very cool.
I keep saying viral phone numbers. It's not that.
Not viral.
Not viral. What is the proper kid terminology? Huh? Tell me.
What do you the proper... terminology for what now? For phone numbers
you're in the air, man, but they're not there, and they go into your phone, man. I don't know what it is. Virtual phone numbers. You can literally have like fucking 15 phone numbers. They all ring to your phone. They got these professional voice actors that will act like they're your sexy, you know, 006 vixen of a secretary.
006?
Whatever the hell it is. He's 007. He's on top.
Oh, I see.
Right? You get it? E-Voice, your mobile phone at work. One of the great E-Voice features is music on hold. Make your business seem more professional as E-Voice will treat your clients and customers to music on hold. Hey, you sound like you're calling some giant building as you're sitting there sneaking around in your computer and your cubicle. Right? You go to LegalZoom. You get yourself incorporated. You're on your way out.
Yeah.
It's like the Great Escape. You're digging the tunnel. It's tremendous. You can even set up eVoice to run promotional advertisement for your company while people are on hold instead of music.
Yeah, that's good.
Like coming up at Joe Blow's Frisbee Fest, you can have your toes painted. Sorry. eVoice also has call recording features, which is perfect for doctors, lawyers, real estate agents, hiring managers, and any other professional discussing contracts. Easy to use. You just press *2 to start and *2 to stop. It's easier than me reading this copy. Perfect if you're driving and can't write something important down. E-Voice makes your life easier and seem more professional. For a free 6-month trial. For 6 months.
That's pretty good. Do it.
Yeah, they have a thing where you can do like conference calling. You can have up to 90 people on hold for when you have your massive drug dealing international thing there.
Don't
over the
give
phone.
People ideas.
Oh, please, Nia. This whole thing is set up. You can use this for good or evil, just like the internet.
Yeah.
You can learn about turtles or watch something you shouldn't have seen. You know, this is the same thing with eVoice. They're giving you the option to start your business and get out of your cubicle and start living your dream, or you can use it for evil. You know?
I don't think that's part
of the start
content.
A whole nother family or whatever you want to do. And you got 6 months to do it. With a free six-month trial, go to www.evoice.com/Bill Burr or go to the banner on my podcast page at billburr.com and get out from under it, everybody.
Yeah, you know what? That's good even for – so that way – is this a thing where you can give somebody your actual – No, it's not your number.
You can
number.
Give them
it's
your number, and they don't have your real number.
Oh, but they don't have your real number.
They don't
number.
Have your real
oh,
number.
So
but
yeah,
it brings
you
to your phone, and mm-hmm. you have the option of turning it on, turning it off. It's like it's some Star Trek stuff.
That's really
and
good.
And it gets you out of your cubicle so you can avoid situations like this. Look at this. Right back to the podcast. That right there was
nice
a professional segue.
Very nice.
Office rumor and marry. Hey, Bill. Great show and all that BS. Anyways, I came in to the office where I work on Friday, and my boss came up to me very angrily and said, "You up to something?" Staring in his face. See? E-voice LegalZoom, you get out from under this. He goes, "I didn't know what the hell he meant, so I said, "No." He said he'd been watching me. So that's what he basically you walk in on a Friday, you're psyched for your weekend, this guy comes up and goes, "You up to something?" You say no, and he's like, "I'm watching you," and walks away. You just have to sit there and take it, right? Slink back into your goddamn cubicle. He goes, "I found out later that everyone in the office thinks I fucked the secretary, Mary. I didn't."
Ooh.
He goes, "I didn't. I asked Mary about it, and she said that she made it up." Don't guys usually do that? He goes, "I thought it was sexy." Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
He's jumping right into
this one. And then they really fucked.
Yeah. "I had always admired Mary from afar and thought she was a good match for me. I really want to date her, but I fear..." You want to date this girl? Just put her on the desk and bang her. You're already getting fucked over for it. You might as well... This isn't the mother of your kids, dude. This chick is a psycho.
Oh, will you stop it already?
What?
You are such an asshole when it comes to any kind of woman being sexual or asserting her sexuality. And you're such a fucking hypocrite about it because you love that shit. Okay? So don't sit there on like some sort of moral high horse. "This is the mother of your children. This is how women should act. Madonna and whore." Like, you know what I'm saying?
Are you done?
Yeah.
Just say bitch please.
Bitch please.
There we go. All right.
Coming soon to a podcast near
you. That's right. When are you going to start the bitch please podcast?
I'm going to start it. I got a lot of shit going on.
Yes. Coming soon, the bitch please podcast.
Yeah. My own podcast.
Yes. And you should, now that I've said the name, you should definitely go out and start the website or anything. Anyways. He goes, "I really want to date her, but I fear that if I do, my boss will fire me or otherwise hurt my career because he is strongly against office relationships. What should I do?"
Yeah.
All right. First of all, right there, that's why you need to get out from underneath this dick, because he's literally saying who can fuck who. This guy's on a total power trip.
No, that's a normal policy in workplaces. They frown on interpersonal relationships.
"You up to something? I'm watching you." That's a total, that's J. Just, Edgar Hoover shit.
Yeah, that's like, go to HR and talk to
him. You know what he should have done? He should have kicked him in the balls from behind when he walked away. Get that nice sound. Yeah, that nice sound of a foot hitting the MC Hammer part of the slacks.
All right, so Mary.
No, wait, you just tore me a new fucking asshole. This is what I'm talking about, Nia.
What?
That chick is fucked in the head.
Why? She made a joke, an inappropriate joke that got around, absolutely.
Asserting yourself sexually is if she just comes up to him and asks him out or whatever. I don't have a fucking problem with that.
Yeah.
To walk around. You know what? You want to talk about fucking hypocrite? You're a fucking hypocrite.
Why?
Because if he sat there and he said that he fucked somebody that he didn't fuck in the office, how would you look at that? Exactly. Okay? This chick is doing this. She has some sort of This chick is a fucking psycho.
You don't have to go that far to be like they're a psycho, but you do make a decent
point. It's a major red flag.
It's a decent point because, if a man said,
"Stop talking down to me,"
girl,
it's a decent point. Stop patting me on the fucking head.
I'm not patting you on
the back. It's a great goddamn head, and I gave you a fucking example, and you actually shut you up for half a second, which is not an easy thing to do.
I am saying that it was a good point.
Put your eyebrows down. All right. Stop. Now you're right. See what you did? That's classic female shit there.
See what you did?
No,
you're
no,
blaming
no, no.
me
no.
for your behavior.
No.
Why am
because
I
this
to
is what
blame
happened.
For your classic
because,
overreaction
no.
and like, you know.
Because you assumed that me saying that this chick is a fucking psycho, you immediately assumed that I was saying that women can't assert themselves sexually. Okay? And then I turned it around and I gave you an example.
You better put
that finger away.
You better put it away.
All right. I'll do the Bill Clinton fist. I did not have sex. Improper relations.
Because, Bill, half your act is about...
Let me finish. All right? Then I gave you the example. What if some guy said he fucked you and he didn't fuck you? What would you think about that guy? Oh, he's just asserting himself sexually.
Is he hot? What's the situation?
Stop going with the joke.
All right. Yes, I get your point. Yes, it would be...
No. That's not good enough.
What do you want me to say?
Because you're going, I get your point. That's a decent point. You pat me on the fucking head. I made a great goddamn point after you sat there and you flipped out of me, calling me a hypocrite and all this bullshit. You went in your little bitch please fucking rant. And I came back. Now you actually understand where I'm coming from because you fucking leaped off the guy. You just took a little thing and you ran with it because you watched me tell some jokes for fucking 10 years.
You're right.
I am right.
It would not be.
And it's killing
it would
you to
not
say
be okay if
see
a guy
you do that,
did
fellas.
It.
That's how you do it. You don't let them worm on their way out of it. That's what she did. She tried like three different techniques of patting me on the head. It's a decent point. And then you did the other thing. When you knew that I was right, then you put your eyebrows up like, yes, you're right, like I'm being an overbearing asshole.
Because I said
– I have to be an overbearing asshole in order to win one of these things.
Because I said –
woo!
I said it was a good point. So I don't know what more you want from me, but fine.
Nia, do you remember your Newt Rockne speech you gave fucking 90 seconds ago about an asshole I was, screaming and yelling and all that? And then when you find out I'm right, you go, okay, that's a decent point. You don't think that that's – you know?
Yeah, I think it's me giving
that'd
you
that'd be like
kudos
if I took my bare foot right now and I just mushed you right in the face with it. And then you went over the side of the bed, hit your head, started to cry. And you said that I was wrong. And I said, all right, you're right. Maybe I pushed you too hard. All right, you're right.
That's
I shouldn't have kicked you.
All of this is besides the point. The point is he actually likes this woman.
No,
and
he's trying to figure out what he wants to do. See, once again, the last second, she tried to worm her way out. Did you see that?
I'm not worming anything. I'm just trying to get back to the
topic
at hand.
It's not beside the point. It isn't beside the point. You just read me the riot act and you were fucking wrong.
I don't know that I was completely wrong. I don't
then
think
why
that...
aren't you making eye contact anymore?
I don't think that I was completely wrong. I just think that you brought up a good point that
no,
I hadn't considered.
You judged me on
that
past behavior.
Of course. What else do I have to judge you on? Of course I judge you on past
behavior. I'm not saying
behavior.
That's wrong, yeah. My entire life is judging people on past behavior, okay? But when you find out you're wrong, you just say, yeah, you know what? I was wrong, which I do, and you never give me fucking credit for.
What? When? When do you ever say I was wrong? Whenever you do something wrong,
whenever
you know
wrong.
What you do, no, you come in and you snuggle up beside me and you make a little joke or you like try to give
and
me
I
a
kiss. And
I
say I'm wrong and I'm going
to
work on it.
No, that's not what happens at all. You try to cute your way out of it and like charm and do a little funny dance and hey, everybody, I'm Billy
okay,
Comedy
you know what?
Face.
You know what?
And that's how you get out of it.
All
you
right, now this thing.
That's
some
what
of the
happens.
Times, some of the times I do that, I do admit that. When I'm seriously fucking wrong. When you're seriously wrong,
you do apologize. That's true.
And I say, oh, we'll work on it, right? Well, yes. There you go. Jesus Christ, it's like pulling fucking teeth. All right, female question about anal. There's a nice segue.
Oh, my. Wait, did we even give that guy advice, though? Or do we just go off on our own relationship tangent?
Look, here's the advice. Don't date this girl. If you're going to bang her, I mean, you're rolling the dice because then she's going to be like, okay, last week it was a joke, but now I really am.
Oh, and that's true. She might blow up your spot because she's already talking out of school.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
This guy has the problem that I have is that when he meets a fucking loony bird who's fucking all about it, you just fucking, you can't, you know, you just.
Yeah.
That's like a second degree, like dick black belt to be able to walk away from free pussy like that. And I'm sorry that I'm being crass. I'm running out of time here. I'm just trying to get to the point here. Follow up. Was a virgin, not a virgin anymore. This is before the female question about anal. I wrote a few. Okay, this guy got fucking laid. Hey, you broke your cherry. I wrote in a few months back elaborating on my situation.
Wait a minute. I remember this.
I got a lot of virgins calling in or writing in. As a 21-year-old virgin. I was going to make a really bad joke there. I got a lot of virgins typing in on semen-stained keyboards. I know. It was gross. It's funny to me. In my head. All right. Sorry. I wrote in a few months ago. I helped this person a few months back, elaborating on my situation as a 21-year-old virgin, conservative girlfriend, where the furthest we went was oral sex, as well as subsequent hookups with other girls only stopping there. So you're kind of getting blown. I don't really consider that a virgin. I just consider you like.
I was gonna say you're kind of having sex. You're like a DH.
You like the DH. You're not out in the field. You know, you just come. You go to bat every couple of innings.
I don't know though. But is a guy still a not a virgin if he gets blown? But a girl is still a virgin if she just gets if a guy just goes down on her because then her hymen isn't broken.
No. As a guy, you're still a virgin until you banged a girl.
Right. It's got to go in there.
Yeah. And a woman, you're still a virgin / you're kind of hoary if the other way around. I don't have time to get involved in the debate. Anyways, as well as subsequent hookups of the girl, blah, 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 blah. This was when I asked you whether telling a girl that I was still a virgin before / during
During
coitus, I don't know what that means. Fornicating was a good idea.
During.
Does this jolt your memory? Absolutely it does. I actually lost my virginity 30 minutes before my actual birthday with a girl I'm currently dating. There you go.
Nice.
Good for you. So yeah, it's not like I was a fucking whore or anything. Mm-hmm. You were right about telling a girl about my sexual experience or lack thereof. She was actually totally fine with it.
Of course.
See? I'm not a bad guy. I gave this guy some advice. That's it worked. Good. And was surprised course, that I was a virgin, which I guess I should take as a compliment. Absolutely. It means you were probably kissing her nice, rubbing her titties the way she liked it over there. Anyways, I'd like to thank you for that as a small part. As small of a part as it may have been, it still helped. Well, there you go. So what is...
Very good.
Now, if I could follow this up with another short question. Oh, Jesus. Me and this girl have been hooking up pretty frequently. Now he's going to have some dirt question here. All right, here we go. Now he's going to get technical. Now that I'm just fucking going, how do I improve on that? Is that disgusting? And the one issue I have is that I have to use a rubber. You did say safe sex is like boxing. Keep yourself protected at all times.
That's good.
Unfortunately, when I do put one on, I can't feel shit and therefore tend to lose my erection after a while. Mm-hmm. And it's not like she isn't hot or anything. Cute Asian. That's number two with the Asians.
I don't.
One fat Asian, one cute one. Now, number one. What is wrong with saying she's a cute Asian?
Nothing.
She's a hot black chick. How dare you say she's good looking and describe her?
Thank you.
There you go.
Stop talking. Tried different condoms?
Well, number one, have you ever encountered issues like this? Yes. And how would you go about solving it? Is it actually my fault? No, because you know what it is, dude? You're used to fucking mouth on dick contact, and now all of a sudden you're putting the dick your condom on, and it feels like you're in the abyss. This is what you're gonna get used to it. Jerk off with the condom on. There's stuff that you can do. Don't jerk off for a while. You have to get used to the sensation again. It sucks, but I'm telling you.
He could get those thin ones, though. The real thin lambskin or whatever.
Yeah, I could run through that x-ray machine at the fucking airport, too. No, I'm telling you. This is the greatest thing that you can do now that you're fucking.
But I don't understand. Let me give this kid some advice here. Why doesn't he just try to get some different kind of experiment with different condoms?
No.
Trojans are super thick.
No.
There's other ones that are. Oh, okay.
This is what you want to do, okay?
Okay.
What? In this day and age, with Greenland fucking melting and the water rising in New York, okay? You got to fucking go all out. Okay?
No, I'm saying he should wear a condom.
Yeah,
saying,
and don't get the one that the fucking thin one. And this is the thing, too. You can wear a condom and still get herpes. I still don't understand how that happens. Is it on your ball bag?
Or on
if you shaved your nuts that day and then you fucking against it? I have
Anytime
no idea.
You have sex, it's a risk of getting something. That's just how it goes down.
So this is the thing, dude. Right out of the gate, get used to fucking wearing condoms. I can't even fucking tell you how psyched you're going to be. You know, if this doesn't work out, you have a one-night stand. As much as it sucks, then there's no fucking better feeling. The end, when you walk out knowing that you wore one. And this is what you always do. After you have sex, you go, okay, you know, you act like, oh, I got to go throw this thing out, right? And then you go and you put your dick in her sink and fucking you scrub that fucker. And then you walk out and you use her face towel get the fuck out of there.
Stop.
That's
what you do. You know what else you could do?
And you don't fuck whores, which is hard.
You know what else he could do? If he's in a relationship with this girl, he's a virgin. I don't know what her sexual history is. They could both go to the clinic together, get tested for everything.
Wrong. Everything across the board.
Just listen to that.
And then still wear a condom because you have no idea what the other person's going to do. You could be with the sociopath.
Yeah,
we don't have time
for
this, Nia.
That's true.
Fuck that. Fuck all of that.
But if they're in like a committed thing, you know.
They're 21, Nia. They're 21. She's going to run into one of these roided up 80-year-old guys that has fucking 70 years of game, and he's going to fucking talk her into going down on his fucking
gross
Babe Ruth dick. Female question about anal. And this is the last one. I got to get out of here. My husband keeps jokingly bringing up the subject of anal sex.
It'd be funny if I fucked you in the ass.
Can you have him call, write me in and ask how we should go about asking you for anal? There's no asking with anal. You just do it.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
Now, what That's it is, terrible. Is it's, you have to do a survey during doggy style. That's what that's how you figure it out. It's done with the thumb. It's sort of a rubbing circular motion.
William.
She moans.
What is wrong with you? Just finish reading it, okay? Just stop and just read, please, for the love of God.
Oh, this guy just joking around. I love these pancakes so much that I'd love to fuck you in the ass. Just kidding, sweetheart. Oh, this poor guy. He wants to fuck you in the ass. He doesn't know how to bring it up after cornflakes. This is the funniest thing ever. In the past, he always acted as though he thinks it's gross. Maybe he did, and he's just watched so much porn that he's now graduated to it, which is the danger. My sister told me that a few of her girlfriends said they actually enjoy it. Oh, that means your sister likes it.
You know, I have this friend.
Yeah, she loves it. Says that it enhances. He's very well endowed, and I weigh only all of 95 pounds. Yeah, it ain't happening. It ain't happening. I think my concern is well-founded. Yes, it is.
But wait a minute. Those porno girls can take it. You can take it, too. Come on. Be a trooper.
What is your opinion about it? Should I let him? What would Nia say? You just heard what she has to say. He listens to this. Say no, please.
Nah.
You want female listeners, punk? Help me out. Thanks.
Oh, wow.
Go fuck yourself.
If you really don't want to do it, then you shouldn't do it.
Yeah,
don't do it.
There's no reason. It'd be one thing if you didn't have a viable option somewhere else.
Yeah,
that was actually, you know what I mean? It's basically you have a nice probably mid-size sedan going on there, and this guy for some reason, despite his size, is going with the Mini Cooper. Look.
They do have
I gotta be honest
workshops
with you.
And stuff.
It's
where
not
you can,
something
like,
you don't
want.
You don't
it.
Want to do that with your wife. You just don't. Okay.
I thought that's the one person you would want to do it with.
No,
not
you
a bunch
do it,
of random.
You know,
when
you
do
it with
your
you
wife.
Do it with that fucking dingbat that says she's already banging you at work. Okay, that's who you do it to. Right on the desk, you fuck her in the ass, mush her face into the card catalog,
God,
and then you know what?
The card catalog.
Whatever the fuck they got nowadays, that's who you do it with. That's it. Okay, that's the podcast for this week. I got one real quick one from a lady. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's like, you know, you're 95 pounds. He has a giant dick. What are you going to do there? I have no idea. You know what I would do? I would call in Dr. Drew's show and have them. I'm going to pass
talk
that,
you through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm going to send that one up the. What do they say? What do they say in the precinct? Send that one up the ranks.
They, you know what?
We don't have time.
I don't know. No, really quickly. I don't know what city you live in, but if there's a sex shop near you, they normally have like these anal sex workshops, like taught by women or whatever, and a couple can go in. You pay a little bit of money, and they tell you how to do it so that it's gentle and it's not freaking
how
people out.
Let me ask you this. How do you start that?
So you could
that?
Do that.
How do you start that?
Like, there are people who get paid
to
do this.
Wait, I understand that.
If she wants
I
to do
I get it.
It
when you go into a sex store and they're fucking in there. But how did you get there? Where are the anal sex shop like open mics? Like, where do you start? Like, you're sitting in a cubicle and like, you know where I think I would make my million?
In New York City.
Teaching people how to take their big dicks and stick it in their little wife's ass.
In New York City, there was a place called Toys and Babeland, and they gave all kinds of workshops. How to get blowjobs. How to do anal sex. How to whatever.
But you're missing
the point. How to introduce S&M into your relationship. They have these things.
I get it, but you're missing the point here. The point is how do you become that fucking person?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Where are the open mics?
I don't know.
That's a good gig. You want to sit there talking about you're acting like a bunch
like
of hotties.
You're
probably
a sex writer. You work in a sex shop. You learn about things, and then you just become an expert. You study it or whatever. You talk to people.
Do I know you don't even know what you're talking about? You literally were looking up at the ceiling, sort of shaking your
pulling
head,
pulling
like
ideas out of the sky.
Yeah, you probably just you have a parachute and you land on the store, and they say, "Hey, you want to talk about dicks? Humble female breadwinner. Hi, Bill. I'm one of those ladies who usually takes too long to tell a story, so I tried really hard to make this quick. This is actually shorter than most of the guys, so I appreciate it. I make 3 times more money than my boyfriend of 1.5 years. Jesus Christ, how career-driven is her? 1.5 years. Look at me, I'm already insecure that she's making more money. I have zero problem with this because money is not a big issue with me. It's a tough economy, and he's very hardworking. Lately, this seems to be more of an issue for him. Of course it is. He makes a bigger deal about going out to eat and took a weekend job so we could see each other less. He has told me that he is ring shopping, and even though I've told him many times that I don't want anything fancy or expensive, he counters saying, when I show my friends, I'll be embarrassed, and he wants to give him something really nice. Yeah. Any advice on how to convince him I'm not a material girl? No, what you got to do is support the guy, because there's – you got to understand that as a guy, like – going out and earning a living, that's what we're there for. And when we're not doing it, not only we can't do it at that time because we don't have a job, and you're fucking doing it, no matter how cool you are, it's totally fucking emasculating. It'd be like if I could all of a sudden have a fucking kid and you couldn't get pregnant and I was over there fucking nursing a baby. As creepy as that was. That's such a bad example. I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
Men want to be the provider. That's like in their nature. So
no, yeah. That's our job. It's our job. It's our fucking job. It's the same way that women, like when you're with a woman, if you get in too good a shape, they get fucking insecure. Like they don't, like a lot of women, as much as they like those shredded guys, they don't want to be with a guy that's in that good of fucking shape, because then they're like, fuck, now I have to be in that good of shape and I can't go to those cheese fondue lava fucking things, you know, and stick my tongue in it with a glass of wine and pontificate about Sex in the City or whatever the fuck it is you broads do. Listen, you want to...
Oh, my God.
You want to, like... are absolutely disgusting, by the way. That cheese cum
fondue.
That you guys sit there sticking the
cheese cum?
Yeah, it's gross. It smells awful. Terrific.
Yeah, I don't like fondue.
You don't like fondue?
No, that's weird. Cool.
Right.
I went to a fondue restaurant. It smelled like feet.
I would just say, listen, you got to support this guy. Just say to the guy, just say, listen, I get it. I get it. You don't have a job right now, and it's fucking hard for you. And I have 100% faith that you're going to find another job. We're going to have a great life. And, you know, you don't have to buy a ring right now, but when you get your job and everything, you want to go out and buy me a – I totally respect the fact that you're thinking about me being embarrassed around my friends. Just support the guy, and
that's
it'll be
good
fine.
Advice.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Just
that's
support the guy,
yeah.
Because right now, no matter – unless he hears that from you – he's just going to automatically think that you're thinking that, you know, he's not a provider and he's not a good guy. He needs to hear it from you. The same way that when your lady maybe put on a few, you got to tell her she's still looking good. Right?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because lately you've been slipping. That's the podcast.
Oh,
week.
My
I'm
God.
No, I was actually thinking like I'm giving a good advice. Maybe she'll pleasure me later.
You could
right.
have just left it at the good advice, you know.
Mm-hmm. You could have not asked the question. You could have not shown up, come down here. You know, I didn't ask you on the podcast. You
yes,
fucking
you did.
Barged in.
Yes, you
yeah,
did.
I did. I asked you last time. I said you hadn't been here in a while, and we missed you. We missed you here in the podcast. All right, last two things. Amazon.com. Would you like to support the troops and this podcast? Next time you're going to go to Amazon.com to buy some silly straw, go to BillBurr.com first. Click on the podcast page. Click on the Amazon.com link. It'll take you right there. You don't have to do anything else. Once you get there, go buy something. Buy an old baseball card. Amazon will give me some money. I kick 10% of it. Actually kind of been kicking 10% of all advertising to the Wounded Warriors Project. It's a great thing. It's what should be done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's what should be done. So there you go. And Gamefly.com. Hey, do you want to sit on the couch, smoke some weed, and eat some Cheez-Its while going into a different world? anyways, Gamefly.com is awesome if you're into video games. They got 8,000 games for you to choose from. You got a two-week free trial. You get them direct to your PC or delivered right to your damn apartment, gazebo, tent city, wherever the hell you live. You can play all these games, 8,000 games, for a two-week trial. Take 2 weeks vacation and sit there and play 8,000 different games. Right? Gamefly.com. Go to Gamefly.com/Burr. No, Gamefly.com/Burr or the banner ad on my podcast page for the free trial. Enjoy all the video games you can play. That's it. That's the podcast for this week. Go fuck yourselves. Hey, thanks for all the nice compliments about my guest star on Breaking Bad and all the wonderful things you guys said about my special. You know, it really means a lot to me. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you.